This is KUT. It's been about a month since the city of Austin released maps showing how new zoning rules will apply to the city. It's all a part of Code Next, Austin's rewrite of the code, which dictates what you can build and where. KUT's Audrey McGlinchey has been attending public meetings and talking to citizens trying to digest what Code Next means for them. Her takeaway? The average Austinite is cautious and confused.
I'll let Billy Thogerson set the scene.
People are mulling about looking at 24 by 48 inch maps of the new zoning, lots of colors and confusing acronyms and codes.
I met Thogerson at a District 1 Code Next meeting at LBJ High School. He came for guidance.
I'd like someone who's digested this a little bit to explain what they feel the overall impact's going to be, and then also get an explanation of what all the new zoning codes exactly mean, what the changes are from the old zoning code, so I can look at how that would impact my little area.
The big question of the day was summed up by Barb Kuplicki.
How is this going to affect our neighborhood?
Kuplicki says she's tried to wade into the new zoning on her own. She's even bookmarked several city sites on her home computer to help with research. But
there's building codes that I personally don't understand.
I think it's easy for someone like me because I focus on zoning, but I think for an average person who has a real life and does other things all day long, I think it's probably pretty confusing.
That's Tracy Witte. I found her staring at a map of District 1, Code Next materials in her hand. As chair of the Code Next committee of her local neighborhood association, Witte's gotten further into the weeds than most. The city's characterized the Code Next process as a marrying of the old zone with current policies about density and environmental protections. And so we now have three types of zoning where we had one. But roughly 23% of the city's zoning is proposed to stay exactly as it is now. No change in name or what's permitted to be built.
It's not just that we have one new set of zones. We have two new set of zones plus our current zoning. And I think people are finding it really difficult to try to understand how those are going to interact. And why do we even need three different ones? Why don't we have one zoning code that is applied equitably across the city?
Others, like Kimberly Johnson, felt simply overwhelmed.
I'm trying to take it all in to understand what Code Next is really all about. I mean, I know I've just been hearing a little bit, but I don't know enough of it to understand how it's going to impact me and where my say and opinion matters.
Code Next open houses continue this week, including a meeting in District 4 tonight. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.